What made my memory stop working suddenly? For a change of pace, I want to talk about something different for today. I want to share two experiments. One is about cancer. The second is about what made my memory stop working unexpectedly. First, my inquiry into cancer, my conversation with Source. And after that, we'll look why my intelligence, my memory, has dropped dramatically in the past 2 days. Okay, before I start, all of my experiments are unintentional. I just do what I do, following some idea. And bang! I need to pay attention. That is what starts an experiment. Life says, pay attention. So, first topic, cancer. Obviously, I am neither a doctor, not an accredited scientist, so you'd better take what I say with a grain of salt. Oh, and neither is my advisor in this, Source. Not a doctor, not accredited. Duh. I've had an opportunity for the past 10 days or so to observe the results of something Source said was cancer. I believe Source, you don't have to. Anyway, I was doing stuff to this cancer located in a person's right ovary. I can feel it as I am writing it. I'm a true empath, god damn it. I am seeing a whole lot more cancer nowadays than before, and even mainstream publications has been reporting more cancers. Some easier to detect than others. Obviously, lung cancer, also on the rise, is more obvious. You notice that you can't breathe. But the two cancers that I'm seeing are almost impossible to detect early, ovarian cancer and pancreatic cancer. Because both feel like indigestion, constipation, or bellyache. If you are young enough, you may also have bleeding connection, but most people who reported to me were in menopause or beyond. But it was detectable enough that they asked me to see what was happening. Okay, back to this woman. Normally I don't have time to do experiments with clients, but this time I made the time. I was really curious. First off, I was curious what is a way to do away with a cancer, or what Source does when it does do away with it. My ideas were first to kill the cancer cells. Nope. The second idea was that Source somehow directs oxygen to the cancer cells. Nope. The third idea was that Source somehow sends more immune soldiers to the area. Nope. It took me some time in meditation, because I still didn't know what I was talking about. Source says it sends life to the cancer cells. Life force? I ask. No. Life. Are cancer cells dead? Yes. Scary. Dead cells. What does that mean? I am even afraid to imagine. Zombies come to mind. Zombie cells. Ugh. So that is what I wanted to share. Is anything else that can send life? I asked. Nope, was the answer. I am not overly fond of fantastical stories. By my teacher's zombie/monster book, Enoch Wars has been very informative and a whole lot of fun to read. All 7 volumes of it. Smile. It seems that reading about Zombie Cop, the first of the 7 books inside the Enoch Wars tome, taught me to look at the Walking Dead that is only interested in eating life. And in this new picture Source has painted for me, cancer cells look to me like zombie cells. Turns out that there is a whole lot of talk I haven't been privy to on zombie cells and aging. Nowadays, aging is a favorite topic for the money-hungry scientific community, maybe because of the huge number of boomers who have money to spend. None of those scientific research identifies cancer and zombie cells. Yet. Okay, enough of cancer. The second question was, what made my memory stop working? Last night I was leading the workshop, and uncharacteristically I was looking for words. A lot. So when I went to bed, I had a heart-to-heart with Source, to see if I was starting to get soft in the head. It is better to know, right? I don't remember the questions I asked, but we zeroed in on food, not age, not illness, not circulation, not plaque, but on a specific food I started to eat on Thursday. Instagram delivery. Got it. Bread. Darn. The French bread. Would any bread do that to me? I asked. And yeah, any bread made with grain. Any grain. And, it seems, zombie cells are naturally caused by grains. And memory loss is due to zombie cells. Zombie cells start feeding on healthy cells, turning them into zombies this way. Oi. Oi. FFFFF. UUU. CCCCC. KKKK. This always happens to me. When I buy a quantity of something, then the news is dropped on me. The thing I just bought a lot of is harmful to me. Given what I do for a living, this, harm to my brain, is the worst. Worse than killing me. Because clarity, astuteness is my bread and butter. Oops, there's bread again. Lol. What I wanted to say is that unless I'm astute, I may start spouting nonsense like every other teacher on the planet. And, for me, that is worse than death. The third thing. I do have a third thing that bothers me, but I don't know how to talk about it. Yet. Why? I myself am not quite clear about it, maybe because of my sudden reintroduction to bread. It's about the push and pull of the inside dynamic, that ultimately renders you purposeless, aimless, an effect, not a cause. I am not quite clear how exactly this works. One thing is sure, with pulling the anchor to doom, this inner dynamic is going haywire. It is not as predictable a dance as before. I have given my group an assignment. What they will do and how they will do it, I might be able to see more. More of the inner dynamic. Another experiment. Lol. My goal is to be able to give a simple, no-nonsense set of steps to people to turn them from near zombies to thriving, conscious producers. Producers of what? Of life. When you just live, when you just consume, when you flounder, you are using up life, not producing any in return. This is how this humanity is annihilating itself. And this is how previous sentient civilizations did the same. A zombie humanity. Like cancer. If you are one of the three people who wants to join in this experiment, here is your link. Get it done. Go to www.yourvibration.com/anchor. When you get to the shopping cart, pay attention to the options. Find your situation. Don't be stupid, please.